A 360-degree view on sports.
Muzi Nduku joins us this afternoon to chat about his latest initiative, and that is the Muzi Nduku Foundation.
Mm-hmm.
So it's the Muzi Nduku Youth Development, excuse me. And he's going to be chatting to us exactly about what is this and what it entails. And I do understand we've got something up in the works. Yes. Good afternoon, Muzi. How are you doing?
Hey, Tato, I'm exuberant to meet you. And how are you?
I am fine, thank you. I'm glad that you're so excited to be chatting to us, because we're also just as excited to chat to you. Now, Muzi, I understand that you've got the Muzi Nduku Youth Development, and it's based in the Eastern Cape. But can you elaborate to us exactly what that is and what it is that you do with the Muzi Nduku Youth Development?
Basically, Tato, Muzi Nduku Youth Development is an organization which is a non-profit organization.
Okay.
That are doing like a sport activities. We are doing also the tourism part and also the educational part. Mm-hmm. But most of the things that we are doing is sport, which is include like the cycling, a grassroots sport, whereby like we're having like from 10 years guys to 16 years. So that's what we are doing. We also have the cycling club, like in our organization. So that's what we do mostly.
Hmm. And Muzi, the decision to actually have the Muzi Nduku Youth Development, where did this start off from? Where did this idea come from for you?
You know what, Tato? It started like way back. I was doing grade 3, eh? You know,
okay.
When I was doing grade 3, all of my books, they used to be covered by, you know, the Kickoff and the Latuma.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so by Latuma. So back then, my brother, Golile Nduku, used to buy all those things. I used like to steal from him, like when he finished reading them. I used to steal from him. Even though back then, I didn't understand the content. Like, I was just, like, reading the pictures.
Yeah.
And then from there, so this is where the love of sport, like, started.
Hmm. Also, Muzi, you know, you're also involved in teaching underprivileged kids cycling. Mm. Out of all the sports, why did you specifically go for cycling?
You know, Tato, I grew up, like, in rural areas. I had a dream, like back then, as I was saying, I had a dream, like when I grow up, like to do something sport.
Mm-hmm.
My first dream was to play for a professional football, but just because of the opportunities, like in rural areas, so there is a scarcity of opportunities. But I decided, like, let me just transform the skills that I have.
Yeah.
You understand? So this is what I like. All those things I started. You know, about the cycling part, I'm a tour guide, like from Wild Coast Sun to Mkhendu Lodge. So I used to take, I'm taking like the tourists from Wild Coast to Mkhendu Lodge. You know, I had a dream, why not start like a cycling club in a black community? Because most of the people, they got some of the things is for those, you know, people who are staying like in urban areas, who afford things. So that's why, like I said, I just want to teach like the kids, like the black side, that it is important, no matter where you are.
Now, I see you've described yourself as a buntuologist and a talent connoisseur. And I bet you really want to make sure that you impart all that knowledge on the youth that you're working with, especially because, Muzi, you've been doing this Muzi Nduku Youth Development since like 2017.
It was registered back then in 2017, but I started doing this, I think I was doing grade 7.
Okay.
Because I was a part of the Soul Buddies and then part of the peer education. So it started then, but the structural things and then the registration and all that stuff, it started in 2017.
Hmm. And also, Muzi, just having to teach kids how to cycle, and like you're saying that, underprivileged kids, they're not exposed to these kinds of sporting code. How did they receive this idea?
You know, I don't like that, Jenny. they're receiving like from the community, and then I can say the whole Eastern Cape and mostly in South Africa. Because, you know, Tato, most of us, like when you expose, more especially like those people like who are from in rural areas, when I'm exposed in something, they always, it was all about them. Because, I think it was 2013, I was in military. There is a program that is run by social development.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a camp. You know, when you beg and then you meet people from different areas and then from, you know, even different backgrounds. So I just acquired the information from them. And then I decided, like, every information that I got anywhere in the world, I always want to plow back to the community. So the community, they receive it, like, very, very, very well.
Mm. And with regards to any projects that you have lined up, Muzi, is there anything we should be paying our attention to? What's next up on the roster for the Muzi Nduku Youth Development?
You know, in 2019, Tato, I was in an international sports summit. I met the likes of the Konka Sports Summit, ne?
Yeah.
No, I met the likes of Sister Sikamta Wink, Mosimane, and then there's Alice, Bobby Solomon, Steve Barker, you know, just to name the few. You know, when you rap soldier with professionals, you know, those guys, like, they inspire me.
Mm.
You know, they just inspire me. And not just because I'm being interviewed by you, Tatone. I always, you know, that's your program with Omalinga, you know, the Great Africa.
Oh,
you
yes.
You know, exactly. Every time when I watch, like, a TV, I always, like, watch, like, you know, what you call a sport program, you know?
Yeah.
You know, my dream, and this is my destination, I just want to have, in that rural areas, a multi-purpose center.
Oh, beautiful, Muzi.
That's my dream. And, you know, even after this, I would love maybe just to share, maybe via WhatsApp, like, the video of what I want to do.
That would be lovely, Muzi. And I hope that the Muzi Youth Development is also somewhere on social media so you can get your message out to more people and not just in the Eastern Cape.
Exactly. Because, you know what I do, né? Why I want to do a multi-purpose center. In rural areas, there's a lot of talent.
I can just
tell you, I think last season in Great Africa, there was a team from Bizana, which is called Bizana Pondo Chiefs.
Yeah.
You know, most of the guys from that team, they are from rural areas.
Yeah.
And currently, there's four teams in APC, in Vodacom League, in Bizana. There's four teams that are from that town.
Nice.
Which is Isnengani, Toyando, Spears of the Nation. So there's four teams there, eh?
Yeah.
Spears of the Nation, and also the Bizana Pondo Chiefs, which is the fourth one. So there's a lot of talent, like where I'm from. But the thing is, there is no facilities. That's the problem.
Yeah, that is
more
very true.
More especially in rural areas.
So, you know, I love the fact that, Muzi, you've got this dream, and hopefully with these kinds of interviews and chats with the media bodies, you can get your message out more. And I hope that the next time we chat to you, you actually do have that multi-purpose center out in your area to make sure that the youth also get some sort of upper hand when they go compete with the rest of the country.
Exactly. Because, you know, another dream of me, how I wish I can just, like, get, like, a live interview, like, you know, whereby people who watch TV, they can just, you know, see me, and then you can just scroll pictures, because I'm sure, like, in front of you, there is my profile in front of you.
Yes.
Maybe you see pictures of cycling, you see pictures of the kids, like, what do you for them? Because, you know, what I believe, personally, you know, sport and recreation, they always, like, play a vital role in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's something that can unite people.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you don't understand someone's language. Because sometimes I can speak Sona. You know, I'm from South Africa, but I can able to speak Sona. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that thing, it has just inspired by sport. Because sport is something that can just unite the nation. It's something that can teach you the discipline. It doesn't matter like where you're from. If you can justify a title, most of the sportsmanship, some of them, they are not that educated, you understand, formally, but they are successful just because of sport.
Well, Muzi, we wish you all the best with all your future endeavors. We actually are looking at the pictures right now and your profile, and you've done a lot of work. Congratulations on the work that you've done with the Muzi Nduku Youth Development, and hopefully we'll chat to you as you continue to grow bigger.
Yeah, and I would also love, if you want my details, and someone, you know, the Motsepe Foundation, all those like professional, I can say professional football club in South Africa, if they want to help me, because I do have a land, and the land that I want to build this Mandela Football Center is in rural areas, is not even far from the coast, you understand?
Yeah.
So I love, you know, the things that you can just do for me. I just want to salute like everyone in South Africa who are doing like, you know, the sport activity, you know, and those people like, who are doing the same job that I'm doing. I also want to say like my contact details with you. So that
You can definitely do so, Muzi.
Excuse me?
You can do so. Your contacts are?
It's 078.
Mm-hmm.
74.
Mm-hmm.
89.
Mm-hmm. 538.
Okay,
okay.
So it's
078-748-9538. Yes. And then my email address is
muzinduku@gmail.com.
Yes.
All right. Thank you so much, Muzi. It was such a pleasure talking to you. We hope that you have a great afternoon and continue with the great work you're doing in your region.
You know, I think today I will just like sleep like peacefully, because you know, it was my dream come true, like just to, you know, have a conservation field with you. And I really, you know, Tato, the last thing that you can do for me, I really, really love to have like the live interview whereby people, they can see someone from rural areas who don't have, you know, good facilities, but who are doing like the great job that I'm doing.
We'll definitely make sure to use your contact, Muzi.
No problem. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Make some noise on the grandstand.